It's a Thursday and time for our Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week with Eamon Dowling. Eamon, lovely to see you again. Did you have a good break?
Yes, Dave. Always good to be back. A nice year ahead of us now in 2026. Some great things happening this year. Great wines, as normal. First Thursdays will continue as normal. And then maybe a few other things in between later in the year that we'll be looking at as well. And not only that, our sister store, our main store, Superspire Lifestyle, going under a major revamp as we speak. So at the moment, the winery in the store is closed.
Oh, is it?
So it's closed for a couple of months, till probably the end of April. It's going to get a whole new face look, a whole new design going into it. So I think it'll probably be a little bit miniature size of our Tops lifestyle with the design of it, possibly.
Do you work in collaboration, in collusion, or is there a bit of friendly rivalry there?
There's a little bit of rivalry between the two. They carry a different range to what we would normally carry. They carry basically most of your entry level with a little bit of premium mixed in there, Dave. So that's all taken over into the main store, over into the Tops at the moment. So whatever you are looking for there is now in the Tops. And what we're going to do is, along with our normal month-end specials that we do with the Spire leaflet, we've also included in some of our own specials, in-store specials of some other wines into that, just to keep our customers happy that shop at Lifestyle, to bring them across, introduce them into the top store if they've never been there before. And myself, Alainja, and the team and the rest of the guys on the floor are there to assist if they can't find what they're looking for. We're sure everything what they're looking for is in
our store. Because there was a regular Friday discount, 10% off on anything that wasn't currently on special promotion.
That's correct, Dave.
Is that going to carry on?
Unfortunately, not in the Tops.
Okay.
That Friday, that 10%, we will not do that on that side. So what we've done is we've allocated other wines on special to counteract that.
Okay, so there are more specials.
There's more specials on wine than what there normally would be, and you still have your Patron's Day, which is every Tuesday. That was in the Super Spar is also in the Tops as well, providing whether you pay with your card or you're paying by cash, depending. You get 5% to 4%. It depends on what you're looking at, but that'll exclude the normal specials because I won't discount on specials.
Well, it's good to know where things are, and so to avoid confusion, communication is what we specialize in. And today we're going to be looking at a Sauvignon Blanc on our Tops Wine of the Week. And it is an interesting name, Paul Kluver.
Paul Kluver, Dave, yes. One of the most premium farms in the country, set in Elgin. Nice cool climate, brilliant area, brilliant climate driven area for particularly what we're going to taste in a little bit, Sauvignon Blanc. They do Chardonnay, Chardonnays, they do Pinot Noir. The first wine that they released was an actual Riesling, and that was back in, back in 1996, back in 1990 was their first maiden vintage, was a Riesling, but they've been known throughout the world for the premium wines, for premium Sauvignon Blanc.
Well, the notes that we have here says that Paul Kluver Sauvignon Blanc is celebrated for its freshness and the way it captures the essence of the Elgin terroir. That means the soil of the Elgin region. It offers a beautiful balance with a full mouthful and a lingering taste, making it a standout choice for wine enthusiasts. The vibrant flavors and well-balanced acidity contribute to its reputation as a top-tier Sauvignon Blanc from the region. So that sets us up with great expectations
to come from this particular wine, Dave, yes.
To coin a phrase, to quote Dickens mercilessly. Now, one hopes that, of course, that's where the Dickensian comparison ends, because there was nothing really exciting
about it. And the farm dates back, Dave, it's family-owned, Dave, can you believe, since 1896. And they were known long time ago for apples. For growing premium apples that were for export from Dr. Kluver. He was one of the, I think, top neurologists, I think it is, in the country. And now it's family owned. The daughters are there. the winemaker there now, who is Andreas Bogano, is the, I believe, the son-in-law. So he's the winemaker there for quite a long time now. So he knows
still
what he's doing.
Apples?
The apples are still there, yes.
Okay. So maybe they branch into ciders.
So it's very diverse. Very diverse.
Hey, let's take a look. Let's take a look. You need to open, to twist the cap. It is a screw top, which has its advantages in that you can take a dram and then close up, and it's as fresh as you like when you open it again for another.
Fresh as a daisy, as they say.
Yeah, yeah. So they say after a cold winter with replenishing rainfall, the vineyards thrived leading up to the 2024 harvest, which means moderate day temperatures and cool nights in spring and early summer helped develop diverse grape flavors and retain high natural acidities. So this is Sauvignon Blanc 2024 from Paul Kluver. The tasting notes, they say, it's a bright Sauvignon Blanc with its alluring green hue, offering aromas of nettles, if you don't mind.
Nettles,
I
yes.
hope not the stinging variety. Black currant and white flowers. Mm. On the palate, notes of passion fruit and gooseberry, complemented by bracing salinity, creating a complex and lengthy mouthfeel. It's a fresh wine with balanced acidity and lingering finish. So, having read all of that, let's dive in and see whether it delivers.
So we're tasting now, Dave, the 2025. So it's got the same characteristics as the 2024. And as you said, with that nettles, you know, I remember getting stung by nettles a very long, long time ago when I was younger. And I said, I don't know if I ever see one of those things again. I was never, but now it's in the wine
now
nowadays.
You're getting stung on the tongue.
Stung on the palate.
Well, I've had a first sample, and certainly it doesn't disappoint.
It's
on the second sip often that the magic happens. And, yeah, absolutely. Notes of passion fruit and gooseberry, complemented by bracing salinity. There is a definite...
There is, and the acidity is exactly what they say. It's very... That little bit of salinity is there, and yeah. that acidity that's there is not overpowering as well.
No, it is bracing, as they say. You know, it definitely livens up the palate. It creates a complex and lengthy mouthfeel. There it is. It lingers, but it is the kind of wine that you'd want to pair with. I would suggest a good pairing would be, and they certainly have offered us seafood as an obvious, and
seafood,
I think that's
yeah.
that stands out. I would imagine a crayfish with a glass of this
crayfish,
Sauvignon
yes.
Blanc.
A couple of crayfish, Dave.
Super.
A couple of crayfish.
But any kind of seafood would be good, I think, Evan. And they talk about salads as well, so it's very much a summer type
of Sauvignon
wine.
Blanc, yes.
And perfect for richer seafoods and cheese platters in autumn and winter. So when the months turn. So it's a lovely. Where does it sit price wise on the shelf?
Dave, for what it is now, you'd expect this to be in that over the 150 bracket, but it's not. It's 135 rand.
Very well priced. Very well priced for what it is. The Sauvignon Blanc, Paul Kluver, 2025. We've been reading the 24 notes, but as Eamon has pointed out, it is pretty much the same profile, so you won't be disappointed. Available at Tops at Lifestyle as we speak, and with a tasting. If all goes according to plan this year, you'll still be doing your tastings?
Yes, Dave. Same time as last year, on Friday and Saturday. So Friday will be 2 to 4 and Saturday's 12 to 2.
And that's when you'll be able to try the Paul Kluver Sauvignon Blanc 2025 that we've just been tasting and decide for yourself whether it is, as we suggest, a really fine addition to your cellar, certainly a very fine addition to your table, and I think even to be drunk cool, chilled on a lovely summer's afternoon, just absolutely perfect for around the table with mates and having a good time.
That's it. Now you said it, Dave. That's the way to be.
Eamon, thank you again for a lovely start to the year, and the Tops Wine of the Week will be up shortly as a podcast. Also, it will be featured, I believe, in our wonderful newsletter, the edit that comes across your desk into your inbox with all the pictures and the details and the form. You can almost taste it. So that's it, and we'll reconvene in a week's time for the next Tops Wine of the Week.
Thanks, our Dave.
Very special guest, Eamon Darling. May you continue in good form.
Thank you, Dave.
And the music continues in good form from 88 FM.